Hey there, Wedding Pro. Are you using AI to its fullest potential in your business yet? Or have you been experimenting with ChatGPT with mixed results? I get it, and I figured out the hacks to get AI to help wedding pros elevate your brand, streamline your content creation, and more. And we're sharing it in our AI-powered Brand Voice Mastery for Wedding Pros guide, located in the Planner's Vault shop. This guide is filled with prompts, insights, and expert guidance on how to use AI quickly, powerfully, and accurately for your business needs. Whether you want to inject more personality into your copy or create more engaging social media content or communicate your unique value proposition more effectively, this guide is your key to unlocking the full potential of AI in your business journey. Grab your copy now at theplannersvault.com/shop. Or click the link in the show notes. Okay, friends, let's start the show. Hey, Weddings for Real listeners, Megan here. And today's topic is a fun one, and I've got a very special guest joining me. Today's topic is all about 6 project ideas for your intern. Let's get to it. Hey there, I'm Megan Gilligan, and this podcast is for fellow wedding pros that know what it really takes to thrive as a professional in the wedding industry. Because it's not what they show you in the movies. Spoiler alert, it takes more than a wave of a wand or the toss of confetti to take someone's special day from big idea to big success. As for me, I've been planning weddings for 15 plus years, and I'm now a business consultant, international speaker, online coach, and mom of 3. And so it goes without saying, I've seen some things. And like many of you, I've mastered the rare art of coordinating chaos with a smile on my face, a coffee in my hand, and gel inserts in my shoes. This podcast is a wedding professional safe space to laugh and dish about the glitz, the not so glam, and all things weddings, for real. All right, I want you to take a moment and assess whether you currently have an intern on your team or if you're considering bringing one on in the near future and figure out what that internship might look like. We'll be talking about that, but then the meat of this episode is all about 6 project ideas for your intern. Let's get to it. My special guest today is someone that has been by my side for the last 11 years in the business, and I thought she would bring such a great perspective to what it looks like to bring an intern onto your team, how to make the most out of that relationship where they are getting a great experience. But there's also something in it for you as the business owner as well. So I'm so happy to introduce you to Gina. Gina, thanks for being on the show today.
Hello. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Gina.
It's a good topic today.
Oh my gosh. Gina, you've been, what would you call your position? Head of intern hiring? Training? I don't think any of that sounds right.
I don't think so either.
No.
But yeah, head of interns training, with scheduling, all the things.
With all the hats that you wear within a Southern Soiree, truly, like training, hiring, and all of that definitely has been one of your bigger roles. And with that comes bringing on interns, which we do 1 to 2 times a year.
We do. We usually do summer interns.
Yep.
We have a love-hate relationship with some interns. You know, it's interesting because some of them have to do it for a course. Some are just interested in the industry. So picking through the good ones and bringing them on board and how they're going to best work with the team.
Yeah. I mean, we have some over the last decade plus that we love, that we have. One of them, we're planning
her wedding in
right
October.
Now. Yeah. One of them is on our team as our social media manager. She started as an intern, grew into an assistant, and now does our social media. And there are others that we love and stay connected with. And
then there's some we just kind of forget about.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
I don't know that we've ever talked about this on the podcast, but do you remember the intern that we had that drank
at
her first wedding?
Yeah. That was bad.
And
that was with you, too.
I know.
The owner of the company.
Just remember, like, walking out and seeing, like, where she was eating her vendor meal, and there was a glass of wine next to her, and I was like, what? What in the actual world are you doing right now? And she was like, well, they asked if I wanted something. I was like, no, we don't drink on the job.
No, you just say no, thank you. So I'll have a water.
Yeah. Yeah. So
hydrate. That's your job. Hydrate.
Hydrate without wine. Yes. So every year we do bring on an intern. And as you mentioned, a lot of the time it is for curriculum, like course experience in college. Sometimes it's just for the experience in general. And we want to make sure that they are getting the most out of the experience. So to us, that is shadowing events, that is sitting in on meetings, that's being able to ask questions and really get a full picture of what the industry looks like.
Exactly. And I think a lot of these people that, you know, see wedding planning or see the events industry, they have just this overall concept of we do pretty things. Mm-hmm. We have a fun job. Yes, we do have a fun job. We create pretty things, but there's a lot that goes into each event, and it's, you know, it's time consuming. It's mundane sometimes. It's not always fun and glamorous. Yeah. So I think really showing them, especially if they are using this as an educational component of an internship, you learn so much in the classroom, mm-hmm. but getting that hands-on experience and really fully understanding what goes into planning an event of any caliber, really.
Yeah. Yeah. And then something that we started doing a few years into bringing on interns. So I feel like this was around like year two or three. We decided to start assigning them a project.
Yes.
Something that at the beginning of their internship, which our interns typically, timing wise, I would say on average, it's around
3 months or
so. Yeah.
Usually for us, because we, you know, would always hire summer interns. Usually they graduate or semester ends in May and then they go back to school in August. So usually in that time frame, we would have our interns come on.
Yeah. And the goal here with giving them a project is they're seeing the behind the scenes, they're doing the day-to-day work, they're working actual events. But this project is something that truly we want to give them ownership of, mm-hmm. and we want to see what they do with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So it wasn't just to keep them busy?
Also that.
Whoops. Okay. No, you're right. And I think, you know, seeing how, and I think if you're in the position where you're looking to grow your team or bring additional people on, and having an intern may be a way to see if they might fit, but seeing what they do, exactly what they do with your project that they give you. Can they take initiative on certain mm-hmm. tasks, or do they come every 5 seconds with questions?
Yeah. Or do they show up on the first day in the office and not bring their laptop?
That's happened
mm-hmm. before as well.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. Our goal is that at the end of these 3 months, they really get a better sense of like, wow, I love this industry and I see a place for myself in the future.
Right.
Or maybe they think like, whoo,
this
was a lot
for me.
Yeah, I'm not cut out. I'm not cut out for this. But we also, as part of the internship journey that we've seen over the last decade, I mean, there's definitely been where we get to the end of that internship and we want to open doors for them. We want to see them grow and we want them to be working at a venue that, you know,
have another one.
Yeah.
She now owns her own company, but went from being our intern. She finished school. She worked for a venue in the area, and now she's starting her own company.
And she's a member in the Planner's
Vault.
And
she is a member of the Planner's Vault.
Yes, yes. And speaking of, inside the membership, one of the cool things, we do monthly release of content every single month, but there is an intern training guide.
Yes, that whole intern guide.
12 weeks long.
Yeah.
So it's very in depth.
It is.
But here's what we're going to talk about today in this episode. We've come up with 6 potential project ideas for your intern. And I bet that you'll hear something here today that you're like, oh my gosh, I hadn't thought that perhaps that could be something that an intern could do. Mm-hmm. And I want you to be able to take what you hear here and hopefully enhance your experience in working with an intern this summer or fall or whenever it is that you're working with an intern. Mm-hmm. But let's dive in.
Let's dive in. And I think just to kind of caveat the 6 that are coming up, but these are all tasks. Some are going to be more in depth than others. Some are just things that you've had on your list forever and you just need some additional help to take them off of your list.
Yeah. And I think one thing to note too about it being things that are on your list, like you have to also understand the skill level that an intern who is likely 19, 20 years old is bringing to your business. This is not someone that is a specialist in some of these items. So like we'll talk a little bit about a role the intern could play in your social media, but this is not the same as hiring someone to manage your social media account, put together a strategy, create the content. Like that is, we have tried that before.
It does not work.
It doesn't work. No offense to any past interns that are listening to this. Okay, well, let's jump in. So start with, out of these six projects, I'm going to have you go first. What's project number one?
Yeah. So one of the first things that we can task these interns is a gifting strategy or gifting research. So we in our company at A Southern Soiree, we love to do client gifts. We love to do vendor gifts, whether it be vendor appreciation or even when it's our business anniversary, we love to gift. So coming up with different ways you can gift, different times of years you can gift, and then having them research what to actually give.
Yes.
Where do you buy this?
Yeah.
And do I have to ship it? If I do ship it, what does that look like? What does pricing look like?
Yeah.
So I think having them break out and just research ideas and get that plan in place and that structure in place is a great project for them.
I think so too. And I think it's one of my favorites from this list today, because whether you currently have something in place or maybe it's been one of those things that you're like, dang it, I keep hearing this talked about and I just don't have a good strategy. Mm-hmm. I think it's really effective use of their time. And you could say as simple as like, hey, here's what we're doing currently. I'd really like to have different gifting levels for our different clients. Mm-hmm. Or here's my budget of what I want to spend. Like, can you see if we can use a local company versus a larger company? Like all of these things could be options as you're asking your intern to help you with a gifting strategy.
Yeah. Love it. We had that one intern after we interviewed her. Do you remember? She came back. We talked about it. This is something that we've tried to do year after year, and it just is not something that made it to the top of the list. And literally, she followed up with us that evening and was like, here's my presentation of what we talked about.
That was impressive.
That was impressive.
That was really impressive. Okay, let's move on to number two.
So second on my list is all things organizational. We as planners have a lot going on, and sometimes things outside of client tasks and client management, there's things that come to us and we just kind of throw them in a folder
100%.
Or throw them in the corner over there.
Yep.
So these can be things like updating a master vendor spreadsheet, and that can consist of, you know, either reaching out to these vendors to get updated packages and pricing or venues to figure out what their capacity is or what rental items they may have included in their package.
Yeah, I love that idea. Yeah. You know, one that comes to mind for me for this would be when you speak to organizational, like all the photos.
Oh
like
my gosh, so if, many.
Whether you, and this could depend on your different category, but for planners, for example, like trying to figure out all the different places, like all the photographers that we work with, like, have we gotten photos from this one? Have we not gotten photos from this one? Perhaps like bringing a sense of organization to it.
Yeah. And even like taking it a step further in the organization of, we're always looking for inspiration for our clients. So it's easy for us to say, oh, I remember there was a wedding that had this blush and white bouquet.
Yeah,
that's common, but still. So just having a folder of bouquets or boutonnieres or centerpieces or ceiling treatments, having it broken out that way is great for you to have on hand and easy for you to pull if you're doing mood boards or wanting to show a client some inspiration.
Yeah, I like that a lot. What else? Are there other organizational tasks for interns?
Yeah. So even, I mean, when we talk about kind of throwing things in folders, but I don't know if anyone uses Google Drive, we do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, things get uploaded and things are old. And I think just going through your Google Drive, or if you have a CRM of any
organizing
kind
it.
And organizing it is heaven on earth.
God, if you work with someone like me, bless you. Like it's like a treasure chest of all the things.
Right.
They're not all treasures though.
Some are like started Word docs that you forgot about.
I feel attacked right now.
Love you.
Yes. Yeah, that is a good one. Another one that comes to mind for me as it relates to the organizational would be all the, like when a client writes an email and says like, you were the best money spent on the wedding. Thank you so much. We couldn't imagine doing this without you. Or you get a new review from Wedding Wire or Google or wherever, you have all these like lovely things said about you out in the universe, mm-hmm. but having your intern go on a search to find these emails or these reviews and put them into what I call like a brag file,
yes.
That you can use in your website, in your social media. Like you could go through and say, oh, here's one where this client said, like, we couldn't have imagined doing this wedding without Gina. Gina kept everyone calm and did all these things. Like just a couple sentences from these reviews are great to put in your brochures, mm-hmm. to put on your website, exactly. to update regularly.
Right. And yeah, and that's totally a task that we think about,
oh,
but we just don't have time to do it realistically.
It's such a great intern.
Yeah, having them pull those sentences and just dropping them in an organized file or organized Word doc that you can easily reference whenever you need.
Yes, yes. And one of the things that I typically recommend in coaching sessions is instead of having this massive 10 sentence paragraph from your client, go through, like pull the full testimonial, but go through and pick out like 2 to 3 sentences that are the most impactful. And your intern could bold these within your brag file. And that's what you want to use.
Oh, I love that.
Instead of a giant block of
text.
That's
a great tip.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else for number two, organizational?
Those are kind of our top. I think those are our top organizational things. I mean, there's tons of things, you know, organizing your office or organizing mm-hmm. your wedding emergency kits, things mm-hmm. like that. But those were kind of our top bigger items for organizational.
Love it. Okay. I have one. And this is something that I think, especially because we're in the event industry and likely this intern wants some experience planning an event, I really like the idea of either having them plan. I've got 3 options for you for types of events that a intern could have a sense of, what's the word I'm looking for here? A sense of ownership in planning.
Yeah.
An anniversary party. So if you know your work anniversary, ours is July. So it worked out well that we could say like, hey, intern, could you research locations that we could host a celebration for mm-hmm. our anniversary and invite our top vendors, a vendor just appreciation. It doesn't have to be an anniversary. It could be like, hey, we just survived a global pandemic in the event industry, and I'd love to do something small to appreciate all of you and then have your intern take on some of the grunt work that comes with planning that event.
Definitely. That's a good one.
And then one more option, and this one would require some additional care because you want to make sure that this is planned really, really well as it's a representation of your brand, but you could have an intern partner with you on planning a style shoot.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Maybe they put together like a few different mood boards.
I was just going to say, a mood board, design board, kind of come up with those ideas.
Like research something mm-hmm. outside of the box. You can give them like your top level ideas for it, but then have them help with supporting bring it to life.
Yes, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Now with that, one follow-up question for you, for your listeners. When you bring your interns on, this may be my question to me. But
I will defer to my training team member here.
But do you, if you're having them reach out to vendors or, you know, people that you're wanting to bring any sort of event to life, but are they reaching out through their own email? Do you have your own intern's email?
I would recommend having an intern email. Yes. So I think it keeps it professional for sure. It should be branded. That's another tip. No @Gmail. It costs you $6 a month per account. It's absolutely worth it from a professional standpoint. But I think they should have their own email. I would say I have to have a level of trust mm-hmm. already. Like mm-hmm. I need to know that I've seen them be professional. I have seen them send emails to me and everything is spelled correctly. I'm kind of...
You're a grammar freak.
Yeah, I am. But having said that, I mean, I definitely also make mistakes and I'm human. But in general, if someone is representing my brand, I need to know that they're going to be professional Absolutely. In doing so. So I would let them have their own email. I would give them some sense of what I'm wanting them to say. So yes. I might write like a template script and say, here's the general sense of what we're looking for. Also, please copy me on the email.
Yes. Yes, please.
Yes,
please.
Yes. but yes, awesome. Those are great ideas for being able to have them plan some sort of an event. And this could go for, I mean, it could be for a DJ. It could be for a photographer. Mm-hmm. It could be for a venue. I mean, you could say like, hey, we want you to help bring this to life.
Right.
All right. Next up on the list.
Oh, okay. So this is, sorry, any past interns, because this is my personal weakness. But if you are in a Southern Soiree intern, you will be writing blogs.
Yes. Yes. All sorts of blogs. What are some blogs that interns could write?
So we will have them write, if they assist us on a wedding, we'll have them at least start. We, of course, will edit any of the blogs. But if they assist on a real wedding, we'll have them write about, you know, what they saw and talk about the wedding itself. These can be evergreen topics, tips or anything wedding related. And then even doing like a vendor spotlight if you want to highlight certain vendors, or if you're doing, you know, a series or something, and, you know, they can kind of research and even interview or something like that. Just having any sort of blog and SEO content for you to put out there is great.
I know this is a weakness of ours truly, but it's a great idea to, especially if they're strong in writing.
Right.
So maybe, honestly, like you could bring on someone that has a focus that wants to be in PR or journalism. Like this would make a great intern.
It would. Yeah, for sure.
But yes, you give them, again, the top level strategy of, hey, over this 12-week period of time, I would like for you to write 12 blogs.
Yes.
One a week. Doesn't that sound amazing?
Oh, that would be amazing. And you just have your bank of blogs that you can
Yes. So I want you to write 12 blogs. I want 4 of them to be real wedding features from this past spring that we've gotten the photos back. I want 4 of them to be vendor spotlights. And here are the 4 vendors that I would like for you to reach out to. Here are the questions I would like for you to ask them. And then 4 are evergreen or trend blogs. Ugh. Yes.
Amazing.
That also is a really great intern task.
It's great. And well, I think to your point that you just said, if they're, especially if they're really strong in writing. Now, if they're like me and they're not strong in writing, maybe it's not the right one and pick one of the other.
Yeah, there you go.
The other options that we just
listed. We all have our strengths. Yes, I love that one. And speaking of the vendor spotlight, that actually takes me to tip number 5 or project number 5 that we're talking about, which is in general vendorship relations. So the interviewing on the blog is a way to connect with vendors and have them get to know the market a little bit more. It's also still part of your brand, so that's also great. One of the things that we did for years with our interns was we gave them a list of accounts on social media broken down into the venues that we work at regularly, our top vendor pros that we partner with regularly, as well as vendors that are ones like aspirational that we would like to build deeper, stronger relationships with. And we said, hey, part of your goal is that every day or every other day, we want you to take 20 to 30 minutes to go and engage with these accounts. And we got pretty specific over this does not mean putting 3 heart emojis on their photos. Like,
make it meaningful.
Yeah, make it meaningful. We had an intern, I believe, social media engagement guide that we gave to them. But this was an ongoing project during the summer of like, these are the top 20 accounts that we've identified for you. We would like for you to engage and interact with them, comment on their stories, and just help us build stronger relationships with them.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. I love that one as well. Another thing that they could do that I definitely recommend, well, we're sprinkling in all the tips in here, is when you have worked a wedding, and let's say it's with a photographer that you really enjoyed working with, but you haven't worked with before, or a venue, I do recommend taking a moment and writing a review for...
They would love that.
They would love that. And you could have your intern do it too. Again, make sure they're strong.
I was going to say, again, I think it goes back to the trust and maybe trust. Give them a little guidance.
Let's make sure that's one of their superpowers. But maybe you say like, hey, from this past weekend, there were these vendors that we would love for you to go on, write a Google review as a Southern Soiree or your particular business and build those stronger relationships with them as well.
Yes, that's a good one.
Okay, I have one last one, and it's a bit specific. It depends on if this is something that is part of your strategy as a wedding pro. And this would be, let's say you're listening to this and you're like, gosh, I want to get into pitching myself for podcast, or I want to get a better sense of potential speaking opportunities local to my market or next level opportunities, you could absolutely have your intern do the research to identify podcasts that you could potentially pitch yourself to or upcoming networking events where you could pitch yourself as a speaker there as well.
Yeah. Those are good ones.
I'd say once more, I don't want my intern reaching out and being like, hey, fill in the blank podcast that we forgot to update in the email. I would love to come on and talk about fill in the blank thing. Like these, if that is at all a potential possibility, please don't have your intern
don't have
do that.
Do it. Don't do it.
But if their attention to detail in their writing is strong, then you could have them start doing some outreach for that as well. If it's not strong, then lean into the research side of things and have them put together a spreadsheet that says, here are 10 podcasts that focus on this particular topic, and here's the contact person. And I listened to the episode, and they haven't done anything related to what you want to talk about since, you know, a year ago. So you could mention that in the pitch email. These are the things.
Those are great.
Yeah. So let's do a quick recap of our six things. Number one.
All right. Number one was gifting. Number two, organizational tasks.
Number three, planning a business celebration or vendor appreciation party or style shoot.
Yes. Number five.
Nope, four.
Number four.
If they're not good in counting, you also may want to
have them write blogs.
Yes, writing blogs. Number five is engaging on social media, just building stronger vendor relations, having them write a Google review. And then number six would be doing the research to figure out how to pitch yourself as a thought leader in the industry. And that was fun.
That was fun.
You know, I have one funny story that I've never told on the podcast before. Back in 2011, I had had the business for a year. I'd had a great intern. Your best friend was my summer intern. And she left. I helped her find a job with a local venue. And I realized, like, gosh, I actually might need another intern. Like, I'm kind of drowning right now. And I think it was 37 weddings. It was a lot going on. And so I found another intern. And she was with me for the fall. And I will never forget sitting in the office with her and saying, hey, I want to send a thank you gift basket to this venue that has sent us some business. And like, could you look up, I want to send this type of basket. So can you like plug in the information? And I remember her looking at me with like a blank look in her eyes and being like, what's the address for the venue?
And Google was a thing back then, right?
Google back in 2011. Okay, Google was actually a thing. So I was realizing like, this is actually feeling like more work instead of less work. And there were a lot of moments like this between her and I. So it was fall and I actually met you.
Yes.
And you were out of college and I was like, you know what? Let's try this out. Like, I'm going to bring you on in a part-time paid position. And I actually let a free intern go in October of 2011. Bye. Like, I literally was like, I think we're done here. Like, I think we're in a good spot so that I could bring you on. And the rest
Thank
is
you.
History.
Well, glad you made that decision.
I don't know if you know, but when she got married, she did not hire us to plan her wedding. She picked someone else here in the market.
Rude.
Kind of makes sense. It all makes sense. It's fine. Anyway, Gina, thanks so much for, I mean, all the things, but thank you for helping bring our intern program to life. Thank you for helping grow some professionals that are now in the industry, like as running their own business and doing their own thing. Like
that's exciting. I never really honestly thought about it like that.
Yeah.
They started with us and then...
Thanks for sitting in on all the awkward intern interviews that we've done over the years.
Yeah. There were some interesting ones.
Yes.
There were some that kept coming back year after year.
That's right. Well, I'll have to have you on the podcast again soon. And as always, appreciate you and your insight.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
This podcast was edited and produced by Earfluence and is brought to you by my online membership, The Planner's Vault. If you're interested in learning more about The Planner's Vault, you can head to theplannersvault.com. That's all for today, and I'll see you next time on Weddings for Real. We're going to be diving into all things. Is that going to pick up on there? I don't think it will. I think these are fancy. This is so bad.
Choo choo.
Choo choo. Here comes your intern list. Chugga 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 chugga. Okay.
So I started with a Southern soiree 11 years ago. What do you want me to say about myself?
Okay. But this is the worst.
Okay. We should have done this virtually.
Yeah, we should have. Okay.